When does Gordon Freeman speak? There are three kinds of silent protagonist: Lynx, Knights, and Gordon's Freeman. Link is silent because we cannot hear him speak. Everyone else can. They carry on whole conversations with Link. He's only silent to us. We have to infer what he says from context, like we're only hearing the other character's side of a phone call. Link's not a mere audience insert. He has a unique name, a unique biography, and, depending on the game, maybe even personality. But some room is left for the player to project onto him, and that includes his voice. The player is his voice. He speaks how we might speak in his place. His choice of words, the timbre of his voice, are ours to imagine. Conversely, the knight from Hollow Knight is silent because there is nothing to hear. The knight does not speak, cannot speak, in fact. This is commented on by other bugs, some of whom say things they might not with someone who could reply. It is revealed in lore that all creatures such as the knight have no mouth to speak and no mind to form sentences. Silence is canon. And then there's the free man. As with the Link, we do not hear Gordon speak, and as with the knight, his reticence is acknowledged, but Gordon is not canonically mute. He doesn't sign or write notes. People act as though they've had conversations with him in the past, and he might chime in at any moment. I mean, if he were mute, all that man of few words shit, that would be pretty rude. But there is also no Linkish gap in dialogue for Gordon's imagined speech. He simply observes full conversations in silence. Which does raise the question of what happens when he gives directives. Is that Link-style dialogue, or is he, like, pointing? If he speaks, why only then? Why the rest of the time does he simply stand, neither Link nor Knight, neither speaking nor unspeaking, just a man who, in this moment, happens not to speak? Now, this isn't actually that weird for video games. I mean, Link can get shot out of the sky by a Lynel, and he will fully change his clothes and stuff his face with paella before hitting the ground. That he speaks without speaking is not a heavy lift. Every medium has its peccadilloes, and almost every narrative contains a few elisions. Huge swaths of Pride and Prejudice are summaries of scenes in which no dialogue is recorded, but we don't assume that they were silent. We know people talked, it just didn't get written down. It happened off-page. We don't assume Lea Seydoux cannot speak in Inglourious Basterds when Anna Paquin speaks for the first time at the end of The Irishman or Brie Larson at the end of Don John. We're not like, oh my god, her voice has returned, it's a miracle. We understand these characters talk, even if it's not in the script, it's off-page. Their speech has been artistically omitted. The writer is making a choice. Off-page is a magical place. It's where the writers hide stuff from the audience, yes, but it's also where all the boring stuff happens, the stuff that's not worth writing down. Off-page is where people brush their teeth and do laundry and use the toilet. Okay, maybe it's not actually that magical. It's the stuff that is literally unremarkable. This space, this off-page, is incredibly elastic in prose. A passage that takes 1 minute to read can span months of narrative time or a fraction of a sentence. And then this is the part where I would put up some sentences that I picked from the fifth season, where there's a sentence that spans probably 20 minutes of narrative time, another sentence that spans many hours of narrative time, and then another one that crystallizes a character's fleeting thought that probably took less time in the character's mind than it took the reader to read the sentence. I can't put any of that up in an audio-only work in progress, but the point is, all those sentences are from the same paragraph. And then I say, time is an accordion. When compressed, details get left out, and when time is stretched, it's usually to focus on a single detail and therefore ignore others. Time isn't so flexible in film. I mean, there are speed ramps, but aside from that, time moves at a rate of 1 second per second. But there is still an off-page of sorts between the edits. Most 90-minute films don't only cover 90 minutes of time. Batman does use the bathroom at some point. So where does Gordon Freeman speak? He speaks off-page. And Let it be noted, I could have posed this question as when does Gordon Freeman poop, and I showed a lot of restraint. Gordon's dialogue has been artistically omitted. It happens in that little pocket dimension between the edits. Hold on a second, what edits? We have witnessed every waking moment of Gordon Freeman's life, from the tram ride in Half-Life 1 to the advisor tack in Half-Life 2 Episode 2, in one unbroken first-person narrative experienced in real time. Time has only ever moved at 1 second per second. There have been no speed ramps. The only jumps forward, Gordon has been in suspended animation, bending time, or unconscious. There is nowhere he could have spoken. But save for however he tells Barney to follow him, he hasn't. When could he have spoken? When did he eat, for that matter? When did he sleep? Off-page things must be happening. But we've been here the whole time, and they didn't. How does off-page exist, even where it can't?